In North Carolina, meanwhile, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and Republican Tom Tillis, Speaker of the North Carolina House, are comparing employee attendance records.
Senator Kay Hagan, absent. Hagan's missed over half the Armed Services hearings this year. In fact, Hagan admits she prioritized a cocktail party to benefit her campaign.
It's Tom Tillis who's been absent, and Tillis is a hypocrite, covering up that the Charlotte Observer called on him to resign for missing critical votes to raise money for his campaign.
They take long lunches, too. That's a memorable volley from a contentious political fight that features big money, secret donors, and a direct mail campaign that involved at least one properly registered cat. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Tom Bullock reports.
The name and party affiliation of the feline in question was never released to the public, so we don't know why the Koch brothers-backed Americans for Prosperity wanted the cat to paw its way to the polls come November 4th. But that incident reaffirms that just about anything with a pulse is being targeted this year by mailers, volunteers, and, of course, television ads, especially when it comes to the Hagan-Tillis campaign.
When it comes to education, Tom Tillis is gambling with our future.
Senator Kay Hagan is having trouble telling time.
Tom Tillis, he's with the special interests.
But Senator Kay Hagan keeps voting to raise the debt limit.
And the Center for Public Integrity estimates just shy of 80,000 ads have aired in the Hagan-Tillis fight alone. Michael Bitzer is a political scientist at Catawba College.
There really hasn't been any, this is what I stand for, this is what I'm about. It's more about bashing the other candidate.
And one reason for all the attacks is just who's picking up the tab, says David Rohde, director of the Political Institutions and Public Choice Program at Duke University.
Outside spending outweighs what the candidates have spent here by about 3 or 4 to 1.
PACs, political parties, and independent groups, both liberal and conservative, have spent $36.7 million to date. The candidates have spent $9.8 million, for a grand total of $46.6 million in all, making North Carolina home to the most expensive Senate race in the country. Do a little math, and that works out to $6.74 spent per eligible voter in the state. And remember, this is a midterm election, a time when turnout is historically low, which is why Michael Bitzer believes all this money and all these ads aren't about changing the minds of the undecided.
It really is almost speaking past any of the voters in the middle and really directed at their base supporters.
To make sure they vote. Right now, Senator Hagan leads in the polls, but by just 1.5 points, well within the margin of error. The race for Senate isn't the only campaign in which cash has changed the equation.
Any system we have that can only be successful based on how much money one raises and not based on one's qualifications or experience, there's something pretty outrageous about that.
Sherry Beasley is also running for re-election. She's not a legislator or on city council. Beasley is a sitting justice on the North Carolina Supreme Court. 4 of the 7 seats on the court are up for grabs this election, and outside groups have already moved in. Beasley estimates she'll need between $1 and $2 million for her campaign. Once, judges running for re-election in the state received public financing, but that system was abolished by state legislators last year. Now judicial candidates have to raise every penny, and their biggest source of campaign donations, lawyers and law firms. It has some, like Beasley, worried that justice seems for sale.
I think once the people of North Carolina understand that that's the system the judges operate under, they really are quite offended.
But not everyone shares that concern.
I'm not complaining about the end of taxpayer funding of campaigns. I'm celebrating it.
John Hood is president of the John Locke Foundation, a conservative political think tank in North Carolina. Hood says money has always and will always find ways into elections, judicial or otherwise. If you ban it in one place, it simply pops up in another. Hood puts it this way.
You are stumbling around in a pen chasing a greased pig, and you can pretend that it's heroic, and you can pretend that it's a good faith effort to improve the process, but you're just getting muddy.
And there will be plenty of chances to get muddy. Already, just one race for the North Carolina Supreme Court has cost more than $1 million, and that was just a primary. For The Takeaway, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte, North Carolina.